Psalm 139, Part 1, Preface. God the Lord searches us and knows us. He sees our thoughts, hears our words, knows our deeds, and none of our works are hid from Him. Presume not to say, I shall be hidden from God. In such a multitude I shall not be known. For what is my soul in such an immense creation? Sirach 16, verse 17. Every day, in every hour, wherever we are, alone or in company, we should remember that we can do nothing so secretly as to hide it from the sight of God. Hence, we should apply ourselves so to live and so to order our conversation as to have a good conscience, not needing to be ashamed before the pure eyes of the divine majesty. So Joseph, bear in mind that in the most secret chambers the eyes of the Lord were upon him. And this gave him courage to resist temptations, and rather to suffer false accusation and imprisonment than to do evil in the sight of God. Men cannot see your thoughts, but God reads them from afar. Men cannot unravel your motives, but God searches the recesses of your heart. From men you can hide your deeds under the cover of darkness, but with God the darkness is as the day, and the day is coming, when He, as a just judge, will bring to light what is hid in darkness, and will give to every man according to his works. Eschew evil and do good. Walk before God, and be thou upright, according to the 139th Psalm. Of God's omniscience and wonderful providence. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts from afar. Thou compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Summary. This is one of David's most excellent psalms, and in it he praises God's knowledge from which nothing is hid, His omnipresence, that none can go where God is not, and His providence, by which He upholds and governs all things in heaven and on earth. David confesses that he exists only because the hand of God supports him, and without God he could not so much as think one thought. The hand can move, the brain can reason, the heart can will, only because God has given and supports these powers. What, then, do those who imagine to be justified by works, which they do? Our works, and what is good in them, we do by the power of God, only the evil is of ourselves. Hence our works can condemn us, but they can never save us. As we have our physical life from the goodness of God, so we must obtain spiritual and eternal life from His grace. Not by our own works, but by the works of God we must be saved. Those works which He performed in Jesus Christ, as it is written, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Prayer. Unto Thee, O God, belong praise and glory for Thy wonderful providence, that Thou art present with all Thy creatures, and preserves them in their being. Teach us to remember at all times and in all places that Thine eyes are upon us and our deeds are recorded in Thy book. Blot out the sins that are past with the blood of Christ, and cause us to walk in thy fear and to avoid sin. Amen.